The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we've got some very important information to share with you this morning. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
And I see that you... the last thing I asked yesterday afternoon was, okay, yesterday at the end of the show... what are we going to talk about tomorrow? And we'll see. And so you're seeing what's the deal?
Well, you know, I look over the media and see what's the latest, something new, and sometimes it's something old that just hasn't been talked about because you know if nobody's talking about it, you think the problem went away. And I want to. You know, we've talked a lot in the past about the different chemicals put into the environment for one reason or another. So I want to just give a little background again about DDT. I think by now all of us, know about that. What was interesting, you know, that was discovered in the late 1800s, DDT. And it's been used for a lot of purposes, but it's primarily, I think it was used to eradicate the malaria mosquito when it was a real problem, because that's what its defenders say, that all right, we got rid of DDT because it was harmful to the environment, but how many people then lost their lives from malaria because we got rid of DDT? That was the argument. But I just want to just give a little history. It was, when it first came out, it was the first chemical used as a pesticide all over the place. You know, following World War II, it was promoted as a wonder chemical. It was the simple solution to pest problems, large and small. And here's the thing,
pest problems, large and small, including human pests.
And today, nearly 40 years after DDT was banned in the U.S., we continue to live with its long-lasting effects. So now, here are some of the examples. In the food supply, the U.S. Department of Agriculture found that DDT breakdown products in 60% of heavy cream samples, 42% of kale greens, 28% of carrots, and lower percentages of many other foods.
You're using all organic kale, carrots, and heavy cream, correct, Dr. Slavin?
Yes. Oh, and I just want to mention, remember we spoke about whipped cream. We talked about Ready Whip, and it looks like a nice all-natural product. And then you read the ingredients, and one of the ingredients is carrageenan. It's a
thickener.
Yeah, or a what do you call
emulsifier?
No, I was going to say a texture enhancer. Makes the texture of things perhaps mouthfeel, improves mouthfeel to the products. I use that in a lot of products. Anyway, so you suggested we'll go to the Whole Foods and get some of their organic Ready Whip versions. You know what? They have carrageenan in it as well.
Right. They're unacceptable as well.
And you know, and there's controversial carrageenan.
And you know, consequently, I said, okay, and I did it this past weekend. I bought heavy cream. Mm-hmm. I put a little sugar, a little vanilla, and I whipped it, and it was delicious.
Right.
And it didn't take me forever, and it didn't interfere with my whole life.
Mm-hmm. So I was just bringing it up that even the so-called natural, better quality products sometimes put in ingredients that you need to read the label and be aware of. But the whipped cream is so easy to make yourself, you know, so why, you know, just don't be too lazy.
Well, and for a lot of people, it isn't lazy, Dr. Slavin. It's a matter of how much time do we have to devote.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is you're devoting it to your health. And when you get sick, then you have a lot of time to devote to it.
Well, that's the point. When you get sick, then you're devoting 100% of your time to your health. Yeah, I think putting things into context, maybe we should devote a little bit more time to our health before you get sick.
Great idea.
Okay, we're talking about DDT, the body burden. DDT breakdown products were found in the blood of 99% of people tested by the CDC. Now, in all fairness, they don't say what year this was done in. So I don't know if it's...
So you're being very, very...
a recent statistic or...
fair.
Or not. But there's a reason I'm giving you the background on this, because we're going to go into something that's current.
So we're getting to a point soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but this is interesting, too.
Yes, it is.
The health impact of DDT. Girls exposed to DDT before puberty are 5 times more likely to develop breast cancer in middle age, according to the president's cancer panel. Now, banned for agricultural use worldwide by the year 2001 at the Stockholm Convention on Persistent Organic Pollutants, the use of DDT is still permitted in small quantities in countries that need it, with support mobilized for the transfer to safer and more effective alternatives.
Well, we see how effective that exception has been with the spread of the Zika virus-carrying mosquito.
Now, you've heard of the book Silent Spring, Rachel Carson's book that came out in 1962, and that's why I think the problems with DDT were exposed. And the book talked about the consequences of the overuse of insecticides and raised enough concern from her testimony before Congress to establish the Environmental Protection Agency. So it was interesting. So prior to 1962, I guess these corporations could do whatever they wanted. There was nobody looking out for the population in general.
And it has changed since 1962 in what way, Dr. Slavin?
Well, we're going to get to that.
Okay, good.
Her work attracted outrage from the pesticide industry and others. Her credibility as a scientist was attacked, and she was derided as hysterical despite her fact-based assertions and calm and scholarly demeanor. Following the hearings, President Kennedy convened a committee to review the evidence. The committee's review completely vindicated her findings. One of the new EPA's first acts was to ban DDT due to both concerns about harm to the environment and the potential harm to human health.
So that was before the Monsanto executives placed themselves in the EPA in decision-making positions?
Correct. There was evidence also linking DDT with severe decline in the bald eagle population because it was associated with thinning eggshells. You know, the
California condor, a number of different avian species were very significantly decimated because of that very issue.
And if you remember, the bald eagle was put on the endangered species list. Since they banned DDT, they've made a dramatic recovery. Recently, Carson's work has again been targeted by conservative groups. Capitalizing on the iconic status of DDT, these groups are promoting widespread use of the chemical for malaria control as part of a broader effort to manufacture doubt about the dangers of pesticides and to promote their anti-regulatory free market agenda while attempting to undermine and roll back the environmental movement's legacy. But just again, just to reiterate, the science on DDT's human health impact has continued to mount over the years, with recent studies showing harm at very low levels of exposure. Studies show a range of human health effects linked to DDT and its breakdown product DDE, and they include breast and other cancers, male infertility, miscarriages and low birth weight, developmental delay, nervous system, and liver damage. So, all right, so that's DDT, and we could say, okay, this was the first pesticide brought to the market. So nobody really anticipated what the broad-ranging effects might be on the environment. Now we have talked a lot about companies like Monsanto, but I'm going to take the focus off Monsanto because, as we pointed out, with the
they're not the only one.
No, there are other companies, but as we pointed out, the Environmental Protection Agency came into being. So now the question is, why aren't they protecting the population and the environment? It's funny how they come out with these Environmental Protection Agency. So you assume they're protecting the environment.
Wrong. Right.
Health maintenance organizations. You would assume they're helping to maintain health in the patients that join them.
Wrong.
Monsanto is in business to make these kind of products. But then you have the government that should be in business to protect the environment and the people that pay their taxes.
The people who pay their taxes, and ultimately they pay the salaries,
right,
of these government agency employees that are playing both sides of the fence.
Now, I just wanted to one of the politicians, and this is not just one politician, this is typical of a lot of them. So U.S. presidential candidate and Texas Senator Ted Cruz went all in for Monsanto on the campaign trail, parroting Monsanto's propaganda by proclaiming that GMOs are feeding the world, while insulting health-conscious consumers by equating support of GMO labeling with anti-science zealotry. So why would a politician take that position instead of saying, let's do the studies and let's make sure these things are safe? We learned our lessons from DDT that these chemicals could have far-reaching, unexpected consequences. Okay, we learned that with DDT. Let's be a little more careful with all the thousands of other chemicals being introduced to the environment where nothing is being tested. And again, they'll be pulled off the market after the damage is done.
To paraphrase, those who do not acknowledge the information in history are doomed to repeat history. That music means that we are about to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. Now, Dr. Slavin was discussing the very, very long-term effects of DDT. More than 50 years. And?
Well, the point I was trying to make is we learned our lesson with DDT because.
We didn't learn our lesson.
Well, we learned a lesson from that. Chemicals introduced into the environment might have far-reaching effects that might be probably unanticipated at the time of their use. So we should be more careful with the new chemicals. And in reality, we're not.
So no lesson learned.
Well, the public can learn a lesson. Well, the public can influence their
political
right to choose.
Right.
Well, but here's the problem. They can choose organic to lessen their exposure to a lot of these chemicals. But a lot of these chemicals are introduced into the environment for other purposes that you can't limit. So I mentioned, 10 cruises all in for Monsanto and the chemicals. Also, Hillary Clinton, all in for Monsanto and the chemicals. The point is, these big corporations are buying off the politicians, and they're taking positions in favor of the corporations and not in favor of their constituents. But, just a thought that we need to be aware of. To switch topics a little bit.
Okay.
Janet,
The Attorney General this week, she made a very, very significant statement as part of National Consumer Protection Week, kind of like the same bit of information that the EPA would convey to you. National Consumer Protection Week. They are going to talk about ways that the consumers can be protected. And so Loretta Lynch said the main points in her discussion, dietary supplements are not subject to testing by the FDA. No, but they are regulated by the FDA. Pharmaceuticals are not tested by the FDA. And they, what?
No, I just want to. A little history there. There aren't any reported deaths from taking supplements compared to the hundreds of thousands of people dying every year from pharmaceuticals that you say or she says are FDA approved. What does that mean, FDA approved? Approved to
very little
to kill people? this is the deception of the politicians who are being bought off by the pharmaceutical companies again.
So, then come millions of Americans are taking products whose safety and efficacy are not guaranteed. Oh, is the safety of the pharmaceuticals guaranteed? No. Take a look at the list of potential side effects when you pick up your pharmaceutical. Efficacy. Oh, well, how efficient and productive might a pharmaceutical be given to a patient, and the patient goes back to the doctor 2 days after starting to take it and say, "Doc, I feel worse. It's something's wrong. I can't take this drug." And so the doctor says, "Okay, well, let's try this one." The patient goes back a second time. "Oh my goodness, I feel terrible. I can't take this drug." "Okay, let's try this one. That doesn't sound like it's very scientific and guaranteed safety and efficacy assured." Too often supplements don't just abuse consumer trust, they endanger public health. And is our Attorney General Loretta Lynch referring to the pharmaceutical companies endangering public health with the hundreds of thousands of people that Dr. Slavin mentioned die each year because of properly prescribed pharmaceutical drugs.
And that doesn't count the millions that get sick from the drugs.
Hospitalizations each year.
So here was the recommendation by Attorney General Lynch. She said she advised people to be cautious when choosing to take a dietary supplement. And she advised them to visit the FDA and the FTC websites for information on dietary supplements and use tools developed by such organizations as the U.S. Department of Defense and U.S. Anti-Doping Agency to help make informed choices. Finally, she recommended consumers consult with their physicians first if they are considering taking a dietary supplement. That's an impartial position she took, I think, considering the track record of drugs versus the track record of supplements. Now, I think our listeners can really see and, you know, see beyond those statements. Clearly, it was something written by the pharmaceutical industry. But for the average person who hears the government say, oh, you better be careful about supplements, you know, they may not pick up the impact of politics here. So just...
Okay, she's saying at the Department of Justice, we're committed to working with our partners across the federal government to protect the health and safety of all Americans. Ooh, might those partners be manufacturers of pharmaceutical drugs? And there was the announcement of a nationwide operation that are targeting unlawful dietary supplements. Well, what exactly might be an unlawful dietary supplement? It's very, very interesting. I'm against unlawful dietary supplements. I want very, very lawful dietary supplements on the shelves of my health food store. I want very, very lawful organic foods available on my grocery store shelves. I don't want things that are adulterated and then have those things attempted to be passed off to me as something of quality. So, yes, we need to make sure that the companies are doing what they say that they are doing and are providing the quality they profess to provide. However, I don't think necessarily that the Attorney General and all of our government agencies are doing this with the ultimate benefit of the consumer in mind. I think they unreasonably target quality manufacturers.
Well, Jenna, if you're looking at the screen, five federal agencies led by the U.S. Department of Justice brought criminal charges, and this is a couple of months ago, against more than 100 makers and marketers of supplements. And none of these supplements are not the name brands that you see in the health food stores, for making illegal products masquerading as supplements and making deceptive claims about supplement ingredients, and we're all for that.
Okay, but once again, as with the pharmaceuticals, where does the consumer responsibility come in? One of the things that they targeted was pure powdered caffeine. Who is out there consuming pure powdered caffeine? And might they think that that's good for their health? Oh, so they run around during the day feeling like they're jet-propelled. They go to the gym and do extremely demanding routines at the gym, wondering why their heart is pounding out of their chest, wondering why there's insomnia, and then possibly popping a sleeping pill. So saying that pure powdered caffeine is in the same category as your coenzyme Q10, your vitamin D, that's ridiculous. But that's the picture in the consumer's mind when there are headlines such as these.
So I would say, I was talking to a patient, and I said, where do you buy your vitamins? She said, in a pharmacy.
Ooh.
The pharmacy brands do not compare favorably with the brands you find in a health food store.
Based on the professional brands in your office,
of course,
Dr. Slavin.
Right, based on if just reading the label. You see in the pharmacy brands, in the big grocery warehouse places, and there could be exceptions to this, but if you read the label, you see a lot of artificial ingredients and colorings put in there that don't need to be put into a supplement. And the reason they do it is because most likely these supplements are being made in by drug companies that are used to making colored pills. And, you know, you look at your pills, all the different colors and the writing on it and everything else. And then the incipients that are used inside it, a lot of times, you know, those are chemicals put into a pill, not for the benefit of the consumer of that pill, but to make it easier to clean the machine that was used to make the pill.
Polyethylene glycol, polysorbate 80, sweeteners. I routinely see sucralose in some of the tablets that are meant to be swallowed. Why do you need to put sucralose in something that's being swallowed? It doesn't need to taste sweet. And when you start to evaluate the effect of sucralose on your digestive system, you see that it has the potential to possibly negate the benefit of any of the nutrients that might be found in that supplement. It's very, very interesting. The whole picture of this discussion. One of the headlines is talking about the supplements, the drugs masquerading as supplements so that the supplements are adulterated. Okay, well, let's have a war against adulterated supplements. Let's have a war against adulterated pharmaceuticals. How many pharmaceuticals out there, and I'm kind of referring to the generics, that don't live up to the brand name functions that people are told to take this drug for?
Well, what needs to be known about generics, when they passed that legislation, they said that the generics had to be equal to the brand by plus or minus 20%. So there could be a 40% fluctuation in equivalency there. And that's why you find generics, it's not just that they don't work the same as the brand. They may work better than the brand or less than the brand. And if you keep switching brands, especially when you're talking about important medications like heart medications, diabetes medications, blood pressure medications, you can run into serious problems.
That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned, more to come.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world,
That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and today we're talking about ways that you need to look out for your health, because nobody else is doing as good a job as you can. Dr. Slavin?
Okay. Earlier we mentioned Ted Cruz because he's siding with Monsanto, and one of the areas he's siding with Monsanto is about blocking the labeling law that wants to be put into effect, just allowing or mandating that manufacturers put on their label the source of their ingredients, namely, is it genetically modified or is it GMO-free, and Monsanto is against that, and, you know, Ted Cruz is. But there are a lot of politicians against that. But why would they be against allowing the consumer to have information to make a an educated decision about what foods they want to eat, unless they were being paid off by the company that is in favor of keeping consumers in the dark?
Well, paid off, is that kind of harsh language, Dr.
What
Slavin?
Donations from?
Okay. Receiving political contributions mm-hmm. in exchange for a favorable stance when it comes to making political decisions that affect the population?
Well, that's a good way of putting it.
Okay. You know, we need to hold our representatives accountable. If we're not paying attention to what they're doing, then they figure they can do whatever they want.
But you know what? It's very hard to, you know, even if you try to pay attention, it's very hard to find the information on the media. I'm trying to think how many stories about Monsanto and genetically modified foods I've heard on the media.
Okay. What's very, very interesting is Monsanto a few months ago hosted prominent members of the Northeast media in print and airwaves, and gave them tours of the Monsanto facilities, gave them, essentially spoon-fed them information that was essentially the research that Monsanto is relying on to say that their genetic modifications are safe. And keep in mind, we're talking about Monsanto here, but it's Bayer. Take a look at your over-the-counter drugs and Bayer's involved in genetic modification. What do you think they're doing with the over-the-counter drugs? And you might hear the word Bayer and think aspirin. They're over-the-counter drug business is huge, much, much broader than just aspirin. And Syngenta, DuPont, Dow, it isn't just Monsanto. Pay attention to all of these different companies and where their political contributions are going. Follow the money, as you say.
If I recall, I think Dr. Oz brought up the topic of genetically modified foods. And you saw all the attacks.
Blowback.
Right, directed at him for doing it. And all he was saying is the consumer should be made aware so they can make a decision for themselves. He didn't say whether
Don't
it's
do
good
it.
Or not good. He just said we should have the information.
Choice, right.
And that's what we're not getting is the information in order to make these choices. I'll give you another example. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that when Monsanto entertained all of these media individuals, they presented research information that was very, very short in duration. And so when you have a test on animals and it's essentially rat tests and the tests run for about 3 weeks, possibly as long as 6 weeks, you're not going to get a really high quality research information result. It's too short a test. And I understand that they're extrapolating from the lifespan of the rat and concluding that the lifespan of the humans being much longer, they're not going to have negative results. But the truth of the matter is there have been tests done on genetically modified foods showing dramatic negative impact on fertility, live births, and survival of the offspring.
Well, talking about getting the proper information, here's another example. Back in July of 2014, the interim U.S. Surgeon General, who's also a dermatologist, issued a call to action to prevent skin cancer. Well, who wouldn't be for that, preventing skin cancer? And here's was his call to action, he said. He said ultraviolet radiation is harmful and said sun exposure should be avoided altogether.
Oh, dear.
This is particularly important in Florida because this is, after all, the Sunshine State. The American Academy of Dermatology and the Skin Cancer Foundation also advocate avoiding all sun exposure regardless of the color of your skin, saying vitamin D supplementation can address any deficiencies. So is that good advice or not? But we take this a little bit further. It's really short-sighted because the scientific evidence with over 34,000 studies show that ultraviolet exposure is essential both for vitamin D production and other benefits unrelated to vitamin D. So that's the first thing. The next thing that's wrong is that they tell you to use sunscreens, and the sunscreens, you know, will block, most sunscreens block UVB, which is associated with a vitamin, which controls vitamin D levels and affects, you know, and lowers cancer rates, but they let UVA through, which can cause skin cancer when excessively exposed. So it's funny, these sunblocks block the UVB, which, you know, lowers your vitamin D levels, but lets the UVA through, which is the part of the ray that causes skin cancer. So, you know, what's wrong with the information we're being told? I mean, first of all, I don't like, or I don't recommend people slather on all these chemicals on their skin. I say limit your exposure to the sun and then gently acclimate yourself to it. By the way, and I can go back over 20 years ago talking about a study on the radio. It was done in Australia, and they were talking about, skin cancer rates. And they said the people that are outdoors every day actually had a lower incidence of skin cancer than the ones that are out there on the weekends. We had the repeated burning and healing and burning and healing. But here's the other thing. It seems that sun exposure is not really correlating with the incidence of melanoma because you're getting melanoma on areas of the body that are never exposed to the skin. So a lot of misleading information out there.
Certainly a great deal of misleading information. So how do we establish our bona fides, Dr. Slavin, so that people understand that the information we are bringing to them has great value? I'll say we have studied with research experts from around the world, but then that dermatologist who's issuing that kind of misleading and incorrect information, he's going to say, well, he's studied with experts from around the world as well. There is so much research information about the importance of antioxidant protection. And so one of the things that I talk to people about is if you are developing skin cancers, where you need to direct your attention is to your immune system and to evaluate your antioxidant status. My opinion is, over the years, if your antioxidant status has been depleted and depleted and depleted because of exposure to stress, exposure to poor quality foods, and you have not been attentive to supporting your nutrient levels, both with foods and with supplements, because in my opinion, you can't get everything you need to stay healthy from even the highest quality food that's available to us. So if people aren't paying attention to how they're supporting their nutrient levels, if they aren't paying attention to how their immune system works, one of the first indications, in my view, is someone's going to develop skin cancer. And it's a warning signal. Pay attention. It isn't just, okay, here's this diagnosis, and we'll do a surgical procedure. We'll do it until we can be certain. We can tell you we got it all. And that isn't the end of the story. The story needs to proceed with promoting your health with good food choices and supplements.
And how do you know that you're doing a good job? We always go around in a circle. It comes back to testing, because you can't be certain. And I've told this story before. I had a friend, and nobody took better care of his health than he did. At least he thought he was doing a good job. By that I mean he was mostly a raw foodist, eating all his, you know, food in the raw state, probably organic as much as possible, exercised on a regular basis, but really never came in for testing like he should, or like I recommended he should. And about the one or two times I got him in there, you know, I noticed his vitamin B12 level was low, because he was mostly vegetarian, because he didn't believe in taking supplements.
He didn't take any supplements.
No, because he believed he can get all his nutrients from food. And this is why you need testing, because, like Janet just said, you probably can't get everything just from the food you eat, no matter what effort, how much effort you actually make. And back then, and this is going back a long time ago, we weren't even routinely checking vitamin D levels, although he was out in the sun a lot. I never had a chance to check his vitamin
Donald
D level.
Trump
but, you know, it's just, you know, do it at least once to get the feedback so you know that you're on the right track.
That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. We've all heard the phrase, trust your gut. But did you know that your gut, or your digestive function, is critical to your overall health? Indigestion and irritable bowel can lead to chronic illness throughout the body. Take the steps to ensure your gut is healthy by getting nutrients to your body that are necessary to fight off infections and disease.
Keep your gut healthy. Go to JanetCimarelli.com and set up a counseling appointment with me. I'll explain how you can change your diet and change your life.
And that music means we are back, and Dr. Slavin and I are having a discussion about what are the best ways to assure yourself that you are doing all you can from a nutrient perspective to protect and support your good health. So individually, you can order at or have your doctor order for you the test that will give you, number one, your vitamin D levels, becoming more and more and more common. It used to be unusual, but now most of the doctors are recognizing the importance of evaluating the vitamin D level. However, they might not get the importance of optimizing the vitamin D level. Optimizing your vitamin D level would mean you want a number up around 70 or 80. For prior cancer patients, they might want a vitamin D level even higher. You want to evaluate your ability to maintain a healthy heart and circulatory system, a healthy brain. You want to know what your vitamin B12 and folate levels are. You want to find out what your coenzyme Q10 level is. All of those are available as a blood test.
And Janet, during the break, you mentioned the microbiome and the role that that plays. For example, is if yours is not healthy, you may be taking all the vitamins in the world or eating the best diet in the world, but if your gut bacteria are not the way they should be, you're not going to get the benefit of them. You know, I tell patients, this is very interesting to keep in mind. If you know, because sometimes patients tell me, I can't take vitamins. They make me sick. And I say, that's the first sign of a dysbiosis, because what you're doing is feeding all those good nutrients to the wrong bacteria that are residing in your gut. And they're thriving, and they're giving off toxins, and that's why you're getting sick when you take vitamins. So if you find you can't take vitamins or even certain foods, what would be considered nutritious foods, making you sick, you might want to consider that your gut bacteria is out of balance. They call that dysbiosis, and want to look into that.
Okay, critically important, and so that's the microbiome. That's your lower digestive tract, your small intestine, your colon, what you want to pay attention to so that when the food and the nutrients ultimately hit the small intestine, that they're properly broken down. You want to pay attention to hydrochloric acid in your stomach. You want to make sure that you have adequate supplies of all of the different enzymes that break down proteins, carbohydrates, fats, fibers, and so on. And so if you're dealing with, oh, I have a little heartburn, I have a little reflux, you know, I'm feeling like the food isn't going down, it's just kind of stuck here. Okay, to me, that's very much an indication that you need those high-quality enzymes to begin breaking foods down. And oral health comes into this entire picture as well. If your mouth is not healthy, then the ability to produce the enzymes and acids in your saliva is compromised. And some of the things that you can do to enhance the oral health, certainly vitamin C and all of the bioflavonoids, very, very important for healthy gums. But things like aloe vera, very, very helpful. Using a little bit of apple cider vinegar in water, or just apple cider vinegar and olive oil on your salads, and using a variety of different choices to alkalize. Maybe your body, your digestive system is inflamed and you want to alkalize. So what you're attempting to do is this very, very nice balance, acidity in your stomach, alkalinity throughout your body, some of the things to support your liver. I think that there are a lot of people out there who think that milk thistle might be the best thing to support their liver. And in my opinion, a beet extract is much more efficient and supportive of liver function. Using N-acetylcysteine, very, very helpful, both for liver and kidneys. Drinking enough water. I kind of try to draw a picture in people's minds when I speak to clients of mine about their liver all kind of shriveled up and dried out just because they're dehydrated. And your liver can't do its job if you don't have enough hydration in your body. So many different little details that don't take a huge amount of money or a huge amount of effort in order to support your body's function.
And back to digestive issues. So picking up where I left off, that the vitamins could be making you sick, take a holiday for a couple of days from your vitamins, and that's how you determine whether the vitamins may be playing a component. And, you know, it may be some of the ingredients in the vitamin. It may not be the vitamin itself. So you might switch brands, get different ingredients that they sometimes put in along with the vitamin. But foods, too. I think the two most common food groups that give people problem are the milk products and the grains. A lot of problems derive from that. I have patients coming back all the time when I finally convince them, just give it a try for a couple of days. And they notice such a big improvement in how they feel. So those two areas. And then if removing the supplements makes an improvement, then you can reintroduce them gradually. But before I would do that, I'd focus more on probiotics, putting the desirable bacteria back in your digestive tract to help rebalance your gut bacteria before you start reintroducing all those supplements.
Okay. Critically important for that gut bacteria, if you are dealing with very low energy, if your sleep is interrupted, any number of different little symptoms that might be associated with a B vitamin deficiency, because that microbiome is critically important in order to utilize B complex vitamins.
Now, You have to really think about what undermines the healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. One of the things, obviously, is antibiotics. So if you've taken antibiotics, you have to consider that. What happens when you take antibiotics? The susceptible bacteria are killed off and the resistant bacteria remain. But also, you can get an overgrowth of yeast. So that can be a contributing problem to your symptoms, especially if you notice when you eat carbohydrates or sugar, you experience a lot of bloating. Now, the other issue is the antibiotics found in the food supply. So you have to, particularly when you're having meat or chicken, so you want to make sure that when you're buying that, it says no antibiotics used in those in the
no
meat.
Hormones, or no antibiotics.
Right, so that's important, too. So, and then you have to remember, too, exposure to chlorine and fluoride, they're designed to kill bacteria as well. So if you're not drinking pure water and you're using fluoridated, chlorinated water, you're going to have something undermining the gut bacteria. If you have mercury in your mouth and those dental amalgams, you know, mercury will also disrupt the gut bacteria. What happens is when you chew on those fillings, it releases mercury vapor that then combines with bacteria and you wind up swallowing it. And this is how it gets throughout your body when that's an issue. So these are all things to, all explanations why your gut bacteria can be disrupted, and also stress.
How easy is it, Dr. Slavin, to test mercury levels in the body? Is it something that can be done in a blood test?
No, we've talked about this before as well. Mercury will wind up bound up in your tissues. So in order to get an idea what kind of heavy metals are being bound up in your tissues, you have to do a provocative test, meaning you take a chelator that will pull out not just mercury, but the lead, the arsenic, and the cadmium, and it comes out through the urine. Could also come out through the feces. So if you wanted to do a really comprehensive evaluation, you check both urine and feces to see what's being stored in your body.
Comprehensive digestive stool analysis, will that give you an insight into your problem situation, or might you get a little bit of information about probiotic presence?
Well, the comprehensive digestive stool analysis look at the makeup of the bacteria in your digestive tract. We could call it the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right.
It'll look for yeast. It'll look for parasites. It'll look for other factors that play a role in digestion. It'll look for incompletely digested food. So those are some of the tests available. But there's before you resort to these tests, you know, you do a thorough evaluation as to whether you would get information that would be beneficial.
Okay. And so to all of our listeners, thank you for tuning in to hear Natural Doc Radio. We will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. And I'm going to ask Dr. Slavin again, what are we going to talk about tomorrow? It's a mystery, but we'll be here. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.